Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's August 5th, 2014. You're in for a blessing on today's edition of Mark and Friends, so I hope you can stay with me for the next 20, 23 minutes as you'll hear my conversation with Brenda Rush. She's a project manager with Ron Hutchcraft Ministry. So many of you, I'm sure, are familiar with his great four-minute program called A Word With You. You'll hear our conversation in its entirety in just a minute, but let me first do a few shout-outs. Yay, singing men! I made a little cameo appearance last night, for I was juggling too many balls and had to get back to moving, but we had a number of new guys show up for our rehearsals. We're launching into our new fall season. So, men, it's not too late to plan to join us next Monday night. That'll be August 11th. We meet at 7 p.m. at the First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy. It was a crowded room, so yay God for all the faithful men that returned and the new faces. As I left rehearsal early, thank you, God, for that divine appointment where Pastor Randy Gauger and First Lady Mary were in the parking lot. I got to chit-chat with them and hear how God's at work in their lives, and I'll be praying up how to get those two in the studio in the days ahead. God has been at work in these two saints' life for many years, and I'll have them share some of the updates where God is leading them in the days ahead. And finally, a shout-out to three new friends, Lee Shung, Chow Hu, and Pan Pan. As I learned a great lesson, and let me share this insight with you. You know how many times we put a lot of effort into a garage sale? We spend who knows how many days organizing, labeling, pricing, sorting, stacking, lugging it around, spending a whole day or two selling all that junk to make a few hundred dollars, if we're lucky. Or you may spend countless hours trying to do the eBay thing or the Craigslist, photographs, writing up descriptions, and then sure you sell it, but you have to get it boxed and packed and sent away. Well, Holly and I learned of some international students that had no furniture or just about anything that had just moved into Orchard Downs, and that's where a lot of the international students and families live that attend the U of I. Well, we just decided, hey, we have all this extra stuff. So we got a U-Haul, loaded it up with a bed, a couch, tables, chairs, bookcases, you name it. We filled it up and made some happy campers. And I remember through a few different interviews we've had over the past few weeks, oftentimes to reach international students with the love of Jesus, it's simple acts of caring, spending time, providing help. And it seems like these three now are going to show up to our Good Hope group this Friday, so we'll see what God has in store. As mentioned, Brenda Rush was traveling through the area a few days ago, and here's how our conversation began. With me in the studio is Brenda Rush, and Brenda, thanks for rushing in here and being available. You're in from Arkansas en route to Indiana. In fact, you're representing and you work with Ron Hutchcraft and his great program, A Word With You, but you have an official title, I think, of project manager, but I think you're a jack of all trades, kind of having your hands dabbling in a lot of the ministry work to help Ron Hutchcraft reach so many people, his Native American ministry and the various radio spots he does. And I've even learned today that he has a version that goes to China that's in Mandarin, so I'm interested to hear a little more about that. Maybe we can get some of the Chinese students here at U of I listening to his program in their own language. For those of you unfamiliar with Ron Hutchcraft, it's a 4.5-minute program called A Word With You on WGNN. It's aired at 5:50 in the morning and 3:25 in the afternoon on WGNJ. It's at 2:30 in the morning, and so if you're up that early, or maybe you're working the overnight shift, you can enjoy that 4.5-minute program at 2:30 a.m. Then it's re-aired at 12:30 p.m., so around lunchtime, and then again at 9 p.m. on 89.3 WGNJ. So, Brenda, you're in the area, you're meeting up with radio station managers, you're working the public relations side, you're asking us what we appreciate about the program, how you can better serve us, you're giving me some ministry resources to give away to our listeners. But I guess my first question is, why are you devoting, carving out time of your life, your busy schedule, you have two daughters, you're married to Steve, why are you working for Ron Hutchcraft and his ministry there in Arkansas?
Well, that happens to be where I lived when I met my husband, and he actually knew Ron before I did. He had become familiar with him through a tape someone had given him when he was coming out of a very difficult divorce. So then he began to listen to Ron's program and correspond and support the program. And then we met actually about 5 years after that. Then in 1998 or 1999, Ron moved his headquarters to Arkansas from New Jersey. And so they built their headquarters and were looking for volunteers and everything. And that's then how I became aware of him.
Yeah. And there was a special kind of God leading in that transitional move, because why Arkansas of all places? And wasn't there even maybe an administrator or somebody in Arkansas that was praying up at a meeting and they felt right away this is going to be a good fit?
Yeah, the Chamber of Commerce president, when they came with the board of directors to scout out this new location, it was actually the first time, I think, after everything was over that everyone agreed that that's where they wanted to move. Mm-hmm. And the tone was set by the chamber president there. She started out in prayer, and they were just very impressed and felt like this was where God wanted them to be. So that's how Ron ended up there and kind of uprooted all of their family and everything that they had and moved to the Ozarks. And then Ron did these community impact weeks that are across the United States. And he did one in Harrison. And I, through that same chamber president, kind of got volunteered to handle the promotions aspect of it. And so I started 8 years ago volunteering. And I've been there since then and have been through a lot of difficult things in my life that I know that if I hadn't had that group of people praying for me at the ministry, it would have been a lot more difficult.
And the Ron Hutchcraft spots, A Word With You, are just phenomenal. I've loved them. In fact, I'm trying to work with you closely and other staff members to get Ron on the air, or maybe if he's in the area, to maybe have a special dessert night. I don't know, that might be 6 months or a year away, but we'd love to have Ron on the morning program and to share him with our audience. He packs so much content, and yet it's storytelling, and yet it's biblical, and yet it's helpful, it's insightful. You can laugh at it and yet cry through some of the stories or illustrations. He's just a gifted follower of Jesus that's passionately still working. He's in his 70s or 70 years old now.
Okay,
I think he's coming up on 70, or just phenomenal energy. And when you hear his voice, you think it's this young guy that you can just identify with, and it's just a fantastic program. And hearing that you're going to be in the area, I said, just come into the studio, rush into the studio, Mrs.
Yes,
Rush.
Always
and
in a hurry.
I've already met the family. The Beamer has welcomed you here, and you're seeking out radio stations that air this program to build relationships, and then just to tell us about some of the other ministry work that Ron is doing. So maybe share for our listeners what's involved with RHM, Ron Hutchcraft Ministries.
Well, we have a lot of things going on, and if anyone knows Ron at all, you'll know that that's not surprising, because he continues to work circles around all of us and walk at a pace that that we're all kind of struggling to keep up with. His heart, obviously, is in telling the good news and in reaching the lost, mobilizing and equipping believers to rescue the lost. So we have a Native American program. We have the radio program, A Word With You. We have what's called OEW Films, where we're producing films of the Native youth hope stories. Then we just have lots of things always going on. We're actually expanding our radio influence at this time, and that's kind of what I'm involved in. And we're thinking that when we're out and about more, we need to stop in and see our partners that have helped get us on the air and that have helped present the gospel to everybody. Mm-hmm. So,
and I think you've recently learned that Ron Hutchcraft's program is on 1,000-plus stations throughout the country. I mean, it's kind of like something that caught you all by surprise. You knew it was received by a number of stations, but not quite to this extent.
Yeah, that's right. We didn't have any idea, and that includes the United States and Canada and 7 countries. So it's just an absolute blessing. God blessed, and we don't take it lightly at all. There's a lot of preparation and prayer that goes into getting Ron into the studio. And even though I've been involved with it daily for all these years, you know, I never fail to come away inspired, encouraged, and blessed by Ron's word that God's given him.
Now, you mentioned another person that's blessed you in a lot of ways. His name is Steve, and you and he have two daughters, and you're living currently in the Arkansas area. And you mentioned that he was influenced by Ron Hutchcraft some years ago, and I think he's involved in tourism. In fact, maybe some of our listeners have been to the Mystic Caves in Arkansas. Maybe they've even met him or walked through those caves. But was it love at first sight, and were you both walking with the Lord at that point when God brought you together?
Yes, and yes, and yes. He had been through a great time of prayer prior to meeting me, and I had been through a great intense time of prayer before meeting him. And he had been divorced, but it was not his choice, and he was trying to rebuild his life with his son. And I had never been married. I was about 36, 37 years old. And that Christmas before we met, I remember just spending every night in prayer, my Bible open, and I was just on my knees crying out. And I said, God, you know, if you want me to be single the rest of my life, I will be. I'll do what you want me to do, but I'm ready for a sign. I said, you know, I'm okay with that, but I'd just kind of like to know. And if you want me to be with someone, I will accept whoever you send. I promise I won't run away. I won't be scared. I'll have faith in you. And so I'm just asking if you would reveal that to me. I feel like I'm ready. I hope you're ready. And then I met my husband, and we dated and became close very quickly, really connected and had a heart for each other. And I told him one day, I confessed, I said, you know, I feel like we're together because God wants us together. And he confided to me that before he met me, he had been praying for God to bring the woman for him that he was supposed to be with. And he was asking the Lord that it be someone that wasn't married and didn't have children. So through those 3 months, unbeknownst to each other, God was orchestrating all of those moves for us to meet on the day that we did. And we had our first date in May, and then 5 years later, we had our second child. So just a great answer to prayer, and a great answer that, you know, God does love us and God does believe in me and that God's going to take care of me, because he certainly has, and blessed our family and blessed our love and blessed our work with the Lord.
Now, somebody may be scanning the dial, tuning in. Sounds like this person's talking about a God that answers prayer, that's involved in your life, that's like somewhat intimate, like involved in the very details or orchestrating circumstances to bring people together. I know of no such person, maybe they're thinking in their mind, or I know of no such situation. Did you grow up in a Christian home? Who helped introduce you to this concept that there's a loving God, that he does care, that he does answer prayer?
Boy, it was kind of discovered as I went along. My parents did go to church some before I was born, but I was a late child in their marriage. And so they were a little tired and worn out and didn't attend church once I came along. And everybody around me went to church, you know, whether it was the Methodist church or the Catholic church. And we moved to towns where the worst thing, other than going to a particular church, was not going to one at all. And so that's where we fell in. We fell into that category. But I never felt like I fit in. We moved a lot. And I always wondered what God had for me. So I believed there was a God, even though I didn't understand what he was going to mean to me, what he should mean to me. But I just always, I wonder what I'm going to be for God. I mean, I felt like I had been created. So that was something that he put in me before I was born. But then, you know, made all the wrong choices, met all the wrong people, did all the wrong things for a lot of years without any guidance, and finally just got tired of running away. Moved to a smaller town where all my ancestors were from, and, you know, you're empty. You're empty when you're lost, and you don't ever have any peace. You always look for love in the wrong places. And so I had established my relationship with the Lord and given my life to the Lord before I met my husband, but, you know, then I would take it back. I can handle this part, Lord. Let me handle that, you know. So I kept taking it back from him. And the night that I was on my hands and knees all those nights before Christmas, you know, I finally let it go. And I said, you know, because you know that I want to have someone in my life, but I'm willing to be obedient if that's what you want. And it took giving that up and laying that down that I think was all that he was waiting for. And I look back, and I don't think we would have been right for each other at a different time in our lives, but for it to be the lifetime relationship that he wants for us, it had to be at the time that he orchestrated. Yeah. So
I think so many of our listeners can identify with that principle, or if they haven't, they should, because it's oftentimes the very thing that God wants is us just to surrender. There's that verse, delight yourself in the Lord and he'll give you the desires of your heart. But to delight in him means to say, Lord, maybe not my will, but your will. I'm going to trust in you. And then you get showered with something that, what's that other verse? Exceedingly abundantly beyond what you could have even imagined. And he does delight to give us the perfect gifts. And it's so nice to know that you and Steve then, these two daughters that you just cherish and love, and you're seeing them grow into these godly women, I think, what, like 13 and 15? They're in the teen years?
Yeah, 16 and 12.
16 and 12. Are they involved in various activities? Are they dancers or gymnasts? Or?
My youngest discovered dance this year. I think she's going to do a little bit of track. She has a wonderful voice and can basically master anything she puts her hands on, which is of great frustration to her older sister. But she loves the Lord and loves to sing. And my older daughter, who's 16, has the voice of an absolute angel and is looking at maybe going to college for music. And she writes worship songs and plays the piano and sings with her sister as well. And they both just have a great joy in their soul that only comes from the one that created them. And when they're not trying to deck each other over some sisterly abuse, you know, it's a wonderful relationship that they have. And we try to tell them, you know, that one day it's just going to be the two of them. So, you know,
get along now.
Let's not do something too drastic that you're going to hold it against the other one for the rest of your life, because you've got a lot of life ahead of you to live.
In case you just tuned in, I have Brenda Rush in the studio with me. She's the project manager, but kind of a jack of all trades for the Ron Hutchcraft Ministry located in Arkansas. Many of you are familiar with his great ministry. It's a 4.5-minute program called A Word With You. It's heard on WGN on our 102.5, 103.9, and 97.1 FM at 5:50 in the morning, so maybe when you're waking up, it's a regular in your daily broadcast schedule lineup. And then it's also re-aired at 3:25 p.m., so for you soccer moms or people traveling to and fro in the later afternoon, 3:25, you can hear the program. Now, for those of you WGNJ listeners, 89.3 FM, if you're up very early, or maybe you're working that night shift, it's at 2:30 a.m. and then aired at the lunch hour at 12:30 and then again at 9 p.m. It's a phenomenal program. If I'm in a car, I listen, you know, I stay in the car till the program's done, because he always has like a pithy ending, or there's something kind of unique or a twist, or then he ties the biblical account with a story that we can all identify with, or he'll say something and then there's this humor interlaced, and yeah, I can identify with that. Gosh, that story's me. And so we appreciate and always pray up Ron Hutchcraft and how God continues to use him. And I'm hoping in the days ahead maybe have him on the morning program, or have him in the area and have a dessert night or some time with Ron Hutchcraft. But it's a great program. And Brenda, you're traveling through kind of meeting up with some of the station managers, and probably in the next few days give something away over the air. I got to go through this little bag of goodies that you're leaving me, but we appreciate Ron Hutchcraft and the work that you're doing. What would you say maybe is the greatest joy in this position of working in a ministry?
To be able to see all the different ways that we can deliver the gospel and that we can reach people. I'm pretty intimately involved from the beginning of the whole A Word With You recording process, from, you know, editing the transcripts to making sure that everything's as clean as can be when he goes in. You know, I pray for him to be God's complete vessel, and anybody who's ever done any recording, if you're tired, if your voice is tired, you know, it's a 2.5-hour recording stretch he does for these programs at a time. And I just, you know, I try to make sure everything is as clean as it can be so that, you know, he doesn't have any bumps with his written word that God has given him. And so just that whole process of when we first decide, you know, what's he going to record for the month, what's new, what's he writing, what's he going to slip in, till we finally get it out the door to the stations. And you know, it's listened to three or four times and read four or five times. And on the way up here this morning at about 6:30, I turned on my radio and I thought, you know, I'm going to listen to stations all the way up to Indiana so that I can hear what's going on. Maybe I can catch Ron, you know, you never know. I don't know where I'm going to, you know, when I'm going to hit what station in what area. And at 6:25, Ron's voice came on the air, and I started listening to it, and I thought, you know, that sounds really good. That's Jason does a great job in the you know, production area. This is top notch, you know. And I'm listening to it, and actually was listening to it for the first time because I wasn't, you know, in a controlled environment, and I was blessed by it for like the seventh time.
Yeah.
And that's where I can gauge my level of passion and happiness, is that it never fails to impact me. And the other thing that's wonderful about working there is just our prayer network that we have. You know, we've got any kind of a personal issue or a health issue or something, you know, we bring it before our staff, and it is an incredible group of prayer warriors. And there's just been, you know, things in my life as well as other people that have worked there, losing loved ones, going through illnesses, and I know that they interceded in the throne room for me, and it helped make a big difference in how I came through everything.
Now, Brenda, say some of our listeners, I know many, I'm sure, support A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. There, they get his, I think there's a devotional that sometimes gets sent out or other updates because of his outreach to the Native Americans. But is there a way for them to contact the ministry or a website so they can get more information?
Yeah, they can go to Hutchcraft.com, and that's HUTCHCRAFT.com. And there you can sign up for the daily A Word With You. It's what you hear on the radio, but it just comes in an email form with a transcript, and you have the option to click on it there and listen to the audio as well. So you can get that 5 days a week. We also have the Summer of Hope updates that have been going on this summer as Ron is out on the Native American reservations, and also just the updates for what's happening with our On Eagle's Wings ministry. And then Ron writes a blog very frequently, and you can sign up for that and get that via email.
Well, Brenda Rush, thanks for rushing in here and being available for today's edition of Mark and Friends, and we'll be certainly praying up your ministry work. And I know Ron has some of his family members involved with Ron Hutchcraft Ministries, along with praying up Ron that God continues to sustain him, energize him, and give him good health so he can continue to serve and follow the Lord Jesus Christ so faithfully. We appreciate the ministry of Ron Hutchcraft. The program is called A Word With You. At least that's what we air on all four of our frequencies. And if you want to pick up our program guide, it is at our website, greatnewsradio.org, under the program guide link. And you can search and find not only Ron Hutchcraft's program, but all the plethora of other options and broadcasts that are available throughout our 24-hour day broadcast. So thank you for being available, Brenda.
Thank you, Mark. We appreciate your partnership. And it's not just for us to produce it. You help it get out there. You make sure that people hear it. And we're very humbled and very blessed by your partnership. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Brenda. And thank you, listener. Thank you for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.
Today a man is somewhere proclaiming the good news, winning families to Jesus all around his neighborhood. He tells them that God is able to make their house a home. He wants to win his world for Christ, but he can't do it alone. But he